and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend Lights Out Levine, bass player in Prima Donna and the Super Bees, and we are in our dressing room here on tour. As you can hear, everyone's in the other room. Everyone's kind of vacated over to the Prima Donna dressing room, so you and I have our dressing room alone here.
Vacated or banished?
Yeah, exactly. They're having a good time.
It sounds like it, yeah.
So, okay, let's just jump into it. This is the season finale we got here. Season 4, episode 25, Jack's Graduation. It aired May 6th, 1980, directed by Dave Powers, written by Michael S. Baser and Kim Weisskopf. Jack fails his cooking school after someone sabotages his final exam. What do you think of Jack's Graduation?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. The actor that plays Dean Travers, he is so amazing in it.
Okay. Let's talk about him right off the top. This is William Pearson. This is his fourth of his 5 Three's Company appearances, and he's one of my favorite supporting characters in the whole series.
That pervert laugh, those big teeth, man. Like, it's so perfect every time he's on.
He just can't get over the fact that a guy's living with 2 girls.
2 girls?
I love it. And that joke extends itself. It just keeps going on from episode to episode. I love it.
Including this one, when he's talking to the girl in cooking class. Yeah. What's the matter, Tripper? 2 girls not enough for you?
Yeah, I love it.
So good.
I love it. William Pearson, he was just a character actor. Hello, Larry, if you remember that show. I loved Hello, Larry. Harper Valley PTA, All in the Family. So we see more of Dean Travers, I think, than all his appearances here, because the kids actually invite him over to the apartment.
Big mistake.
Yeah, totally big mistake. There's 2 students that we meet in Jack's cooking class, Sheila, which I guess would be some sort of like kind of romantic interest in the class, played by Linda Beatty. And she just did some roles in some kind of... She does voiceover work, but I don't think she's very active anymore. She had a few lines in the episode. And then Ben Baxter, played by Steve Vinovich. He had some roles. Again, a character actor. Cheers. He was in the movie Mannequin.
One of my favorites.
One of your favorites.
I love Megan. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect Strangers, Ally McBeal, Days of Our Lives. And he was recently in The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. So he's still active, as opposed to Linda Beatty. And
he's basically Jack's nemesis.
The nemesis, yes. Who switched the exams, cooking, the salmon in a pastry shell.
First asking for help, and then when Jack wouldn't give it to him, he just totally double-crossed him on that.
Right. And the way that they try to prove that Jack is innocent in front of Dean Travers, that is... I don't know how they wrote that in the script and how they were able to put that on paper to reenact it, but... It's pretty convoluted.
It's really good. And may I say, we've talked about Janet a few times on these episodes. She looks dynamite in that scene with that black dress on. Hotter than ever in this episode.
I think my notes were Janet in her black dress destroys Chrissy's dress.
Oh, definitely.
She looks hotter than hell. And... it doesn't justify Dean Travers chasing Janet around the kitchen table, like super rapey scene. That just came off as laughs, in 1980.
Right.
But that could never cut, You could never, it could never pass
no.
in 2018.
Even some of the lines that they say to each other, you know? I mean, it's funny then, but yeah, I don't think that would fly at all nowadays.
It's funny how Janet is running away from Dean Travers. Then Jack comes in and then just the whole mood is stopped. And then Travers switches from trying to basically rape Janet to being the good guy and rewarding Jack with his rightful graduation place. It's so weird how they just like brush over, and even Janet brushes over the fact that, oh, like, you know, 5 minutes ago you were trying to rape me in the kitchen, in my own kitchen.
Oh my God, it's so sad, but you're absolutely right.
It's such a weird... Yes, yeah, some of Three's Company scenes and bits don't stand the test of, you know, the times, especially how fast they're changing now, and that scene especially.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly. No. I really wouldn't today.
It's pretty funny. I will make a mention here of Jack's physical comedy.
Oh, in the kitchen at school? Oh, my God. So good.
So good. I don't think anybody was doing that at that time or has since. Like, who's still doing that kind of stuff?
Oh, but that's one of the reasons why he stood out so much and became a huge star, I think.
Yeah.
Because of that physical comedy.
Yeah. I'm curious as to, you know, when he was auditioning for the role of Jack, was Jack Tripper a physical comedic character at the time of the pilot?
Or did he just add that?
Or did he come in and just make it his own?
He might have done that on his own, I think so too. Because not everybody can just come and start doing that kind of physical comedy. You know? He had that in him already.
Yeah, so it's so... Because when you think of the first season, he's way more subdued. You know, and he's just this kind of cool guy.
And he looks tiny. Like, he looks young, I mean, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's got really short hair, you know? He looks like they're all fresh kids, which I think they're supposed to be, really.
Yeah, but he held it back. And then season four, now we're starting to ramp up, and he's starting to get goofier, which is to his advantage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So overall, Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Jack's graduation?
Oh, it's great. Absolutely, it's great. Very satisfied.
Same here. And again, he's got that new look to me, fresh, but to you, a little kind of holidays overstuffed.
Maybe it's because since he's graduating, it's going to be the next chapter in his life. So they're preparing the audience for that by changing his look.
Well, for that next chapter will come season five. Now, we're going to start season five next week. You got to come back for season five. Come back.
I promise I will.
Next week, we will not be on tour. So there will be someone else who will be here, probably Cameron. But in the season, come on back.
I would love to. I'll come knocking.